Today in Science from Wired.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
September's record-breaking heat was absolutely gobsmackingly bananas. Last month was so hot, scientists are struggling to find words for it. By Matt Simon. The global temperature numbers for September are in, and they are not good. This month was, in my professional opinion as a climate scientist, absolutely gobsmackingly bananas, Zeke Hausfather posted Tuesday on X, formerly known as Twitter. Christina Dahl, principal climate scientist at the Union of Concerned Scientists, read that post yesterday. "I've been sitting at my desk trying to think of a better way to describe that, but I can't," Dahl says. "It's just shocking." Concerning. Worrying, wild, whatever superlative you want to use, says Kate Marvel, senior scientist at Project Drawdown, a nonprofit that fights climate change. That's what it is. This September was, on average, 1.8 degrees C hotter than pre-industrial levels, well above the Paris Agreement's goal of keeping temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees C. Important caveats on that in a moment. We've already seen a summer of extreme temperatures, so my threshold for being surprised was a bit higher, Hausfather tells Wired. But just how extreme September was is kind of bananas. 0.5 degrees C is just off the charts. We've never seen a month with that level of jump before. It's astounding to see the previous record broken by so much, agrees Dahl. And astounding to see that the global temperature this September is on par with what we normally see in July, the hottest month of the year, typically. So it really just illustrates how profoundly our climate is shifting. What's unfolded all summer has been a mixture of climate science factors, some of which are well understood and others that are more uncertain. It's a certainty that the more greenhouse gases we pump into the atmosphere, the more warming we get. We should expect not just record-breaking extremes, but record-shattering extremes, says Marvel. Things that break previous records by incredible margins. A little bit of uncertainty, along with some extra heat, is being injected into the process right now by El Niño, the band of warm water that forms in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of South America. Typically, that phenomenon can add a couple tenths of a degree Celsius by transferring heat from the oceans to the atmosphere. The exact effects or arrival date of El Niño can be unpredictable, and this one is still developing. But it's a cyclical natural process, so climate scientists are used to working it into their calculations. Then you get into the realms of things that, yeah, sure, they probably have an effect, but I don't think we've done the sort of really rigorous science to quantify them, says Marvel. For one, scientists are investigating whether new regulations have had a weird side effect on the climate. In 2020, the International Maritime Organization dramatically limited the amount of sulfur in shipping fuel. That was great for reducing air pollution, but that sulfur had actually been brightening the clouds over shipping lanes, bouncing some of the sun's energy back into space. Less cloud cover could be helping raise temperatures. Last year's massive Hunga Tonga volcanic eruption may also still be having a small warming influence. Volcanoes can cool the climate dramatically by firing aerosols into the atmosphere and blocking the sun, but not Hunga Tonga. Because it was so big and because it was underwater, It put a bunch of water vapor into the stratosphere, says Marvel. Water vapor is actually a planet-warming greenhouse gas. This might have had a slight warming effect, but we're talking less than a tenth of a degree. But adding on to everything else that's going on, that could be a factor. All of these variables added up to September reaching 1.8 degrees C above pre-industrial levels. That does not mean, though, that we've blown through the Paris Agreement's 1.5 degree limit. That goal represents sustained temperatures, not those for a single month. Still, such extremes are alarming to scientists, both in terms of how quickly we're approaching the Paris threshold and how gnarly the effects of climate change already are. Fiercer rainfall, like the precipitation that flooded New York City in late September. More massive hurricanes, like this season's Lee and Idalia. More vicious wildfires, like the one that obliterated Maui's city of Lahaina in August. The proliferation of bacteria and fungi that thrive in a warmer world. Ever more extreme heat. This is not about our grandchildren. This is not about the polar bears. This is not about someplace far away. This is affecting us right now, says Marvel. What the science says is that every tenth of a degree matters. Every ton of emissions that can be avoided matters. If the world passes 1.5, then you shoot for 1.6. If it passes 1.6, you shoot for 1.7. And I think we now know, after this year, how 1.5 is not safe. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more science news at wired.com/science.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.